Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 43. Today is Saturday, November 12, 2016. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me, the man be pressing the buttons and all of that. Hey, Stone.
Hey.
That's you.
Sup.
You're pressing. Sup. Sup. Yo. How are ya?
I'm swell. Swimmingly well. That's my short for swell. It's swimmingly well.
Swell. Swimmingly well. Yes. That could be bad. Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm swimmingly awesome. Well. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm awesome. Here. You're yay! Awesome? And I see Lita Koala's joined.
Yes.
Asked.
I'm surprised.
A really good photo. Thank you.
Very surprised. Because she's been around, man. Whew. It's been a rough week.
It's been a rough week. Excellent. Thanks for that. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a moment. We have got our special guest here this week, which is Rogue Slayer.
Yay!
Hey, Rogue Slayer.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. All I'll say is I'm doing better now than I was earlier in the week, and we'll just move on from there.
Yay! Well, that's good. Thank you for coming and joining us again. Mm-hmm. We love to sit down and have a chat with you, and we get to talk a bit about BlizzCon and stuff today, which is always fun.
Did we not do this last year? Like the first episode back from BlizzCon, you were on.
Yeah, we did.
So maybe this
it's now an annual
thing. Absolutely, yeah.
It's an annual thing.
Sure.
That's right.
There's a trend.
Yep.
So that's going to be what we do every year from now on. First episode back is Rogue Slayer gets to come join us. Absolutely.
Yay!
Yeah. Because it's annual.
Yeah.
Because we've done 2 years. Wow. Isn't it scary to say that we've done going over a year?
No.
You're big grown-up podcasters.
I don't know about that.
I'm wearing my big boy pants right now that are hanging up
pants?
On the... I was just going to say my pants are hanging up on a little hook over
Thank
there on
you.
The wall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I could go get them if you want.
You're pants, you're definitely a grown-up podcaster.
It's shirt up. Oh. That's it.
Nice. Anyway... Hello, chat room too. Welcome, chat room. Thanks for coming to join us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you taking the time. So how about we have a chat with Rogue Slayer and see what she's been doing? What you been up to?
How do you do that? I have been totally lost in the world of challengers.
Hey!
It's like the only time I go to that new area is when I need to go in and check the guild updates, or I need to add a new challenger to the guild because something unfortunate has happened to her predecessor. I go in, I see that, you know, oh, I have missions done. Oh, well, I'm not in the right space, whatever. But I had some unfortunate incidents. I had a bloodthirsty. Last week you mentioned when you were out at the wonderful world of BlizzCon, Thirstan, and you couldn't get the what level she was when she died because your reports weren't reporting right. Well, that was one of mine. She was in her mid-30s. She was a bloodthirsty in her mid-30s. But a week before that, I had a bloodthirsty almost a 40. It was like this far from 40. And she died.
Oh, no.
But I've returned and I'm going back again. I have some lowbie bloodthirsties, but I have two pacifists in the 30s, in the mid to upper
30s. Yay! Yep.
And,
that's amazing.
I have another pacifist that just hit 20 yesterday. Now, my two that are up higher, I sort of have, like, they're on the more restricted rules, you know, like one of them is joyful vegan. So she kind of plays by the vegan rules. One's compassiona, so she's compassionate. So they, like, won't cook animal things either, you know, it's like, and they won't fish. Yeah. So I created a new one called Pax Rules. Oh. She's going by the freaking rules of a pacifist. She can fish, she's fishing. She can cook, she's cooking it. And you know, nice. She's progressing moderately faster than the other two.
I wonder, that's funny.
Wow.
But my big, big news is I have Lil Bit Ironic up to level 57. So she's rapidly approaching Outland. And she's a priest. And she's a, disciplined priest, not the shadow priest, disciplined priest. So she's approaching that. But she is on the heels of Iron Capper, who's a Draenei hunter. She got into Outland. She went through Outland and out the other side. I have an Iron Man in Northrend!
Nice.
Before it's like I can't remember how to do Northrend anymore.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome.
One thing to watch out for mobs that shoot aimed shot. They will one shot you.
Okay, I will keep an eye out. I had a stressful moment, but I kept my cool. I think just all this practice of keeping my cool this week benefited me, because I was able to keep my cool when I went over and you have to go find the cultist plans and get them from the dead cultists right across from Valiant's care from the initial keep there. I don't know if it's Valiant's keep. Yeah, it's Valiant's keep. And I forgot that when you shoot one of them, they're all in the little circles and they all start responding, like all six of them.
Yeah.
I was like, I was like disengaging and feigning death. I feigned death. I couldn't see any green on my health bar. I saw the number. I don't have any percentages showing, but I calculated out I had 4% health. And I managed to come back.
What?
My turtle sacrificed herself. I laid there on the tundra. I had all the cultists down but one, but I didn't push it. I laid there playing dead. I came back. I killed him, healed, went back to the keep, had a pint with the quest giver, moved on. But one cool thing I did get from BlizzCon was they were talking about, I forget why they were talking about, but they were talking about Shadow Priests. I'm like, oh my God, I love Shadow Priests. We have specs on our challenge tunes now. OMG. I was so used to like not dealing with specs that I was just taking whatever the default spec was, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's why a little bit ironic is a disciplined priest. So I started a new little gnome priest, and she is a little gnome shadow priest. And she is so badass. It's awesome. She's just like, take that. So thank you, nice. BlizzCon. Yeah, and I know you can't.
I mean, we've had how many years where there's been no spec? So you know, when you sit down and you make that new tune, that you do kind of just be like, okay, made the tune, get in, start playing. Mm-hmm. You do kind of forget about going, oh, hang on, I can actually swap that now. So, you know, it's what we've been ingrained with doing. Right. But
take how's it going? Been handed to us. She's doing great. She's like at level 13 because she's a bloodthirsty. That's the other thing. She's a bloodthirsty shadow priest gnome.
Cool.
So my bloodthirsties go quite slow because I like to keep them rested. So I'm not having to kill, you know, I like to kill 1,000 monsters per level instead of 2,000. she hasn't had any problem. I mean, she's still quite young, but she hasn't gotten into trouble yet. And she's just zapping them and flapping them all over the place. But also, of course, this week I did a little BlizzCon. And what my big, big BlizzCon event was that documentary that they had on Heroes of the Dorm. I thought that was really interesting, so I asked Julie if she wanted to watch it. And she's like, oh, sure. So we watched it. Now, she had been hiding elsewhere in the house all during BlizzCon. She went to the movies. But we watched this documentary, and then we both thought it was really cool. So she said, well, do they have any going on for your game at this thing? I said, oh, yeah, they're all recorded. We can watch the championship. So we watched the championship match. And once we figured out how to, you know, tell what was going on, it was really fun. And we were both really enjoying it. And we're like not even sports watchers, but we were like, yeah, no, no, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, he's down. The healer's down. Oh, no. So that was pretty cool. Nice. I've never played an arena myself, but.
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit of my own thing, and at first it was trying to figure out who was on whose team, and being able to because when I watch it on like a very really big screen, so you have all of the info all up on the top, and then the only way that you know what team the guy is on is if you go look all the way down to the bottom just to see if he's red or blue. But once you get the hang of it, then you're like all into it. You're like, oh my god, that person just did.
Yep.
You know,
I was going for the teams with the warlocks. That's all. I was like, go team with the warlock.
Beat them. I had my little computer hooked into our 60-inch big screen. So we were watching it on the big TV with the big surround sound.
Yeah, it's nice.
I need to do that next year.
Yes.
You have to tell me how I need to do that for next year.
It was awesome. Yeah, just get it. There should be some kind of cable that you can hook into whatever your computer is. I have a Mac, but it just plugs into my port. That's for, you know, exporting your video. And then I have an HDMI adapter and like a, you know, 30-foot cable or something, maybe 15-foot cable. Nice. And it just hooks right around. I watched all of BlizzCon that way.
Nice. I might have to test that out. That sounds good.
And I think I had another challenge growth moment today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have that tune up to 68. Now, in the past, I hit that yesterday. In the past, I would have said, oh, we're doing the WoW Challenges podcast tonight. Let's see if I can get her to 70. Yeah, we can do it. I said, nope.
Nope.
Good.
4%, good gal.
I'm going to go risk the recover and do something else.
I thought this was going somewhere bad. Happen. Yeah. I thought this was going to be.
It's the whole adage. We always talk about that. You know, as soon as you go,
just a little bit more.
I'll push it through.
Yep.
It always happens. It always happens. Yeah.
Like with the most recent contest, you know? I was up there. I was like third. I think I actually drove a tune all the way to 64 in like a matter of a few days because I started late and I killed somebody off. But then I was like, oh, come on, I can get a little further. I can get dead. Now I'm not even the boards at all. Just forget it.
That's what I did with the Pally when I was doing the buckets, you know. No, I can make it to Light's Hope Chapel. I can do that. Sure.
I must say, my pacifists really liked the candy buckets.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're like, we can do this, we can do this. What do we have coming up from Pilgrim's Bounty? Is there stuff they can...
Pilgrim's Bounty is cooking.
Yeah, it's just
so
food.
You've got the, you know, go sit in the chairs and make all the foods. It's more the leveling cooking. And then we've got 12-year anniversary for WoW is a couple weeks away too, which is exciting. Pet, please, pet. Little pet. Anyway. And then I think we've got Christmas. Not that I'm, you know, biased or anything, but a pet would be good. I don't think we've had one since Onyxia. Well playing.
Huh.
It's been a while. Yeah.
I wonder if they've looked at making the Grinch scalable, or the guy you have to go fight is the Grinch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
abominable Grinch.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool if that was a scalable mob now and everyone could go play?
That would be so much better, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I would think that they can. Right,
but now, would they?
Would they?
Well, if you've got 110s and you've got 90s and you've got 70s and you've got 30s that all rock up there,
sure.
I suppose how are they going to factor that?
Well, it's not the same as queuing up for the headless horseman, right? That's a little bit different. This is like
it's just world an open area,
anyone can go. Sure. I think they're gonna do it.
All right. You heard it here, folks.
Jones prediction. Someone write that down, because I'm gonna do it. Anyway.
Oh, one of my kitties has joined us.
Meow meow.
Hello.
Meow meow.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, excellent. Meow, meow. All right.
So I guess that's pretty much what I've been doing. I've been just heads down in my challenge tunes, but you know, I'm moving through. That last contest really got me pushing the speed at which I go, but doing it well. So I think it helped. It helped kick up my level of play a notch.
Nice.
I died still, but I kicked it up a notch.
So how many tunes are you currently running? So 14. What do we got? I'm four.
What?
I counted during the show, so I would know.
Nice.
I have three pacifists. I think I have like four bloodthirsties, and
I'm so
that's seven. So then I have seven irons.
Nice.
Come back, Stone. Come back. It's okay. See, that way I can play one, and then while it's recovering and healing, can go play another one.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
That's exactly right. I think Nisi's been running out quite a few bloodthirsties.
Yes, she has. Yeah, I've been watching her.
Yeah. Hey, Nisi, how many are you running? Let us know.
I see her posting, you know, this one hit like 70, and this one hit 12. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Actually, I think I got whenever I try to do this, the screenshot in game and send that screenshot to Twitter, it crashes my game every time if I try to send
really?
So that's why. So that's why I've just been taking a screenshot and then I go over Twitter and I post on Twitter. So I've been doing the selfies. Like,
nice.
Here's my priest.
Selfies are good. 10. He's running 10. Nice. I know you don't like a lot of add-ons, right? But Butterfly is really good for doing it in game, and it doesn't crash. It seems to be fixed. So Butterfly is the add-on that I utilize. Yep, sends straight to Twitter. So what I can do is Butterfly will bring it up. You go type share, and it'll bring up all the screenshots that you've taken in that session on that turn. So if anyone has any inkling of how many screenshots I actually take in a session, it can be from about 10 to about 50.
Too many.
So then what I do is I will, so you can then click on which one you want and you can crop it. So you can actually quickly edit the size, you know, what you want to do. And then you, put in any words and then you just hit tweet. And it sends straight to Twitter.
Nice.
And it makes it so much easier.
When I use the in-game Twitter thing, it used to work fine, but lately it's been, it used to give you a little preview of your shot. It's just a green screen. It's like I'm doing CGI or something.
That's weird.
A nice Cinder.
And then if I go ahead and hit it, sometimes it actually sends it, but it crashes my game.
Okay. Yeah. Cinder's got a Mac too, and she had an issue with that. A couple weeks ago, so I'm not sure. I'll ask her.
Speaking of crashing my game, that reminded me. I had a weird thing happen today. I was I had Steely Shaman. She's my Iron Shaman, and she was over. She was doing the Thousand Needles thing where you're on the boat and you have to put on the fires.
I'm on a boat.
Yep, and there were two of us. Yep. There was somebody right behind me. We were all aiming for the fires.
Yeah.
And I had just finished the fires, and I completed the quest. I was waiting for the next one to pop up. Psh, you've been disconnected. I'm like, crap. So yeah. I'm like, oh, come on, don't kill me. Don't come back. I'm like, okay, there's nobody out there that can kill me. Okay, come on. Okay, I'm waiting. It comes back in, and here's two of us on our parachutes. Parachuting down to the barge. So apparently when it kicked it must have been a whole sort of thing, because it kicked both of us out. We weren't like in a party or anything, obviously, because it's a challenge too. I don't know who it was, but we both got kicked off and we both parachuted down. So I ran back over to the little guy that gives you your boat and got a new boat, and I already had the quest, and it handed me the quest already, apparently. And I went around, but it was just the funniest things. Like I get crashed out, and the next thing I know, I come back and I'm on a parachute, which is much better than what happened to Voltandra. she was on a Zeppelin coming, you know, leaving Orgrimmar, going from Orgrimmar to Undercity during the Hallows End.
Oh, no.
And I got disconnected while she was on the Zeppelin. And I waited. I came back in. And I came back in, and she's plummeting over the mountains between Orgrimmar and Barad-dûr Bay. And she's, ah! But she's a paladin. So I popped a bubble, and she bubbled down and landed on this cliff where then she was able to fly away. But it was like, oh, my God. No, it was actually, it wasn't Voltandra. It was one of my, it was Iron Capper. Because I remember it was an Iron Tree. I'm like, no, I can't go out this way.
Oh,
I popped,
goodness.
I popped a bubble, and she was okay. And then I just hearthed back because she couldn't fly yet. That's right, because I was stuck on this mountainside. I didn't dare just, you know, jump down because then I would, you know, I'm going to get again. So I hearthed all the way back. I had come all the way over from somewhere.
Yeah.
But I survived. That's what's important.
How many that might be? You're starting to have like challenge lives. You're like your cat lives.
That's right.
Like how many is that? That's two.
Oh, that's, I gotta say, the last couple of days I have been seeing that red screen an awful lot. But I've come back from it every single time.
Yay! Awesome. So the Iron Kappa, who is in Northrend, is level what now?
She's 68. I think she's about halfway through 68.
And this is your highest ever.
Ever.
Nice.
Ever.
Nice.
My previous highest was that 64 during that Blood Elf Pally contest.
Yeah.
I can't remember how she died, but it was. Oh, I do remember how she died. I was over in Zangarmarsh. I had been in Terrico Forest. I decided to go back to Zangarmarsh, and I was in the lake getting the eels and the hydras, and I stopped paying attention. It's always what happens. You stop paying attention. I stopped paying attention to how close I was to the shoreline where all the Naga are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Naga, I think one of the elemental waters that was out there, you know, sort of flagged and started attacking me, and all the rest of them were like, oh, we're going to get you. And I tried to run away, and So when I was taking Iron Capper through there, I kept like checking the map and surfacing and looking around and where I was, and then going back down. Of course, she's a hunter, so I had, you know, checking the dots everywhere.
Nice.
And she lived.
Wow.
She lived.
Yay.
Oh, good job. That's pretty much what I've been doing.
And you've been busy.
Stone and Lita the Koala's adventures in BlizzCon.
I still haven't quite gotten over my iron death, the last one at 60. I'm still kind of
It's so frustrating because you get so excited. I can fly, and now I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Now it's over.
Yeah. Damn it!
It's over.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh, that one death. That's all it takes. One death. Yes.
Yep.
No, well, you've done really, really well. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank
68.
You.
68. One day, I too shall make it that far.
One
words,
day.
Words are
hard. My pre-Legion goals were to get a pacifist to 40, a bloodthirsty to 60, and an iron to 80. So I still haven't quite made any of those, but
that's all right.
I'm working on it.
Well, you're close.
Yeah, we've got 14 tunes to play with. Jeez, that's awesome.
Well, that's not even counting all the ones I've killed off in the meantime.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, no, that's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing, Rogue Slayer. And we're really excited for you. Level 68 on your iron is fantastic. That is so exciting. We've all got our fingers and toes and everything crossed and hope that... there is no more feigned deathing with 4% health.
I hope not.
That's the thing, probably, that you do it in time and it doesn't go any further than that. So, all right. Okay. Well, Stone, what have you been doing? Nothing. Okay. what are you doing? As Lita Koala.
She's photobombing.
Yep.
She's photobombing.
So, well, besides BlizzCon, no iron stuff. Just like I said, I'm still I can't get back into it. I'm still kind of cheesed at my 60 death. So
Brush off and get back out there.
Yeah, I mean that one. Mm-hmm. I really felt like that one. I could have gone the whole way because it's so strong. Anyway, so I took on 8 mobs, and it was only because I was about to heal myself, and then I got kicked, and so I was wholly locked, right? And I couldn't bubble, so that was it. I'm done, right? So
how did you get yourself in a situation with 8 mobs?
I flew down like a dummy. And I didn't have a path to leave, and I flew down, began to kill the mobs that I needed, and I killed one, and killed another one, and killed a named mob that I needed for a quest. And that one was okay. It was a little bit tougher, and I pulled another one, and as I was going to eat, another 2 respawned that weren't already there, and began to hit me from behind, and then the other named mob actually respawned there. So it was just, and I think when I killed one of the next 2 that had come down, another one came over too, and like I had no way to leave, right? So many lessons to be learned there. But, you know, and I was trying to heal myself, and then like I said, I got kicked, and I couldn't cast bubble and all that stuff. But that class is strong. Very, very strong. So, one day. Honestly, I've been playing more with my main, just trying to figure out what's going to happen with my main. And I was going to raid last night, but the main fan on my computer.
Yeah. I saw you that.
I discovered that when I came back from my trip, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, okay, I'm playing around, and my foot kind of touched the side of my case, and I'm like, wow, that's hot. I'm like, what is going on? And I noticed, hey, it's not making the ticking sound it did before I left. And because at first I thought it was just a ticking sound, like maybe there was a loose wire that the fan was just, and I was like, eh, it's fine. So when I checked it out last night, I definitely saw that the fan was dead and the drives were getting super hot. And actually one of my drives I could not access because it was too hot. So I was like, I panicked and shut everything off. I was going to raid last night, too, and unfortunately, that kind of took that out of the thing. So, but I got a new fan. It took about an hour for them to replace a fan that was under warranty, because they're like, you bought this fan at, $18. The fan now costs $20. So apparently their computer doesn't know how to deal with that. It's the exact same fan. It's just been about 9 months, which is really weird because fans for me last a long time. I've never had a fan die, and I happen to get a warranty on it, and I don't know why. Yep. It cost me $250. I was like, okay, here's some extra cash. And it paid off, I guess, but it took a little them a while. They eventually just, did a full refund, and then just gave me a new one free. So is under warranty. But I've been watching Overwatch World Cup and trying to get through the I'm in the last of the preliminary round games. So so at first, it was a little bit hard to figure out who was on whose team and seeing it red and blue, because red and blue can switch. And, you could be watching, watching U.S. I just watched USA versus Russia. Wow, that match took so long, but it was really, really good. Really good. But the thing is that Russia, it wasn't always red. So it just depends on what they're going to do. So... Sorry, depends on the map too, right? And at first it was hard to figure out who's on what team and that kind of thing, but once you get used to it, it's really, really fun to watch. So hopefully I'll be able to finish that up, and then I think once I'm finished watching that, I'll be I don't have anything else to watch that I've acquired, and then I'll get back to my irons, and I'm still kind of trying to deflate from BlizzCon because there's a lot of fun to be had. This is a new thing with Twitch, I guess. Your friend Huge Bloke has just started watching. Yep, there's Bloke. Yep. yeah, and you know, guys like him made it that much more fun. So, got to meet lots of folks and this and that.
Dude, and you had a great time.
You know what? Actually, you know, I was supposed to do some work, and it just ended up being that started having a little bit too much fun. One of the actual other things is that Periscope was not saving my videos on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, it said it. I think it saved three of them, but they were really, really small ones. So maybe the larger ones, it was like, I don't know what to do with this, which is strange. It's like I have an S6, so it's not the phone that blows up.
Right.
And it's got 32 gigs of space. And before I left, I made sure that there's lots of space. So partly because, you know, I was busy having too much fun, but he's getting over a hangover, which is I was the big spoon. So I'm just saying I was the big spoon in our room. The other thing was that Periscope failed me. I don't know if it's Periscope. I don't know if it's the app, or if it's the app working with my phone.
And you're sure you weren't just distracted by some of those awesome cosplayers that were out there?
Oh, he was distracted. we had that discussion.
Okay. Well, but not here. But not here. So, since you brought it up, I will say I was never a fan of D.Va until BlizzCon. To me, it's a character on the screen, but in real life, holy moly. that was actually one of the things that I really liked, was all of the people, you could tell they worked so hard on their stuff. It's insane. Oh, it's insane.
Outrageous.
I blew my mind. There's actually one. You can go ahead.
I was going to say that one that was Elune, who was one of the honorable mentions, I think she was.
I didn't get to meet her.
Yeah, when she first came out, I was like, some gauzy stuff. But then when they showed up close and it was all that hand stitching and all those little crystals on there, I was like, wow, that is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then I was cracking up that you couldn't find the 10-foot Reinhardt. I'm like, how can you miss?
I've seen him two or three times. And when he begins to walk at you, he's not just walking; he's moving quick. And you're like, whoa, back away! Give him space. It's like he's huge. Yeah. And I couldn't find him. I could not find him to. Do a video of him. I think I might have a picture of him, but he's like way back in the crowd. But
I really got a sense of scale when he was coming off the cosplay stage and he was walking by the host. and he was like double the height. I was kind of hoping that he'd fall over on the host, but not really.
I heard that there was something. I didn't get to see the cosplay event yet. I heard on Twitter that the host wasn't the best.
It was like he was trying to do make himself out to be one of us and make self-deprecating jokes, but it really just came out like he was making fun of everybody else in the room and on TV.
Gotcha.
But I mean, that's the same thing. Who did it, not last year, who was the usual that did it for a couple years? Blonde hair.
Jay Moore, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was times when Jay would do that and you'd just be like, no, please just don't.
Yeah, but this guy was like that consistently.
Yeah.
Okay. I have that to look forward to. Great. So maybe I can mute it.
Mute when he's talking.
Yeah. But they need to get, I'm putting in my request now, Blizzard, please reach out to Felicia Day. Okay? Thanks, bye. Mm-hmm.
She would be a great host for it. Oh, my goodness gracious.
She'd be totally awesome. Yeah. She could come in costume.
or simply get, like, Scott Johnson, Trey Chat, you know, like, the actual players.
No, I'm not letting go of Felicia Day.
Yeah, but
Felicia Day and Jamie Lee Curtis, they could up and do it.
Jamie Lee Curtis,
you know she goes every year.
Yeah, I know. Her son looked amazing. Yes. Did you see what he was wearing? Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah.
It was great. She didn't show anything that she was wearing though, so maybe she was trying to keep it like super I'm not going to show. Yeah, until maybe she'll tweet something later, but. Yeah, that was interesting. Felicia Day would be good. Jamie Lee Curtis would be good too, because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
She's really cool. Excellent. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, Stone.
Yeah.
I'm glad you led Lita Koala.
Listen.
You know.
This one let me have a good time because she just said, okay, Stone, this is where we're going to go. And I'm like, oh, okay. And boy, the whirlwind tour that I was on with this one. There are pictures that I have not posted.
Oh, my goodness.
She was going partying very hard.
She was quite the like lead wingman. She like was your wingman, but she was the one like breaking all the ice and getting it in everywhere.
you know what? There was because I got there on the Monday. On Tuesday, I met someone in there, and I said, you know, would you take a photo with the bear and all this stuff? And they're like, okay. And I saw their face. And I'm like, oh, well, it's because you know my friend can't make. So we're trying to get her in here so like she's here and their face is like, oh, that's so cool, yeah, I'll do that. And then every time I would say that, everyone's like, yeah, let's go, come on, yeah.
It's like having a cute puppy, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do it that, you know.
Yeah. I still like the picture that's up on the screen. That's my key moment of your adventures.
It's pretty hilarious considering I don't drink alcohol, so that's, you know, that is absolutely hilarious that you would have her drunk, because yeah, that would not happen in real life if I was there, so that's all I'm saying.
You don't often walk around in Stone's arms either, so.
No.
I don't know. No. I assume though.
Yeah. But, you know, it could be possible. Like, you know, when I come over, you'll have to, I'll just piggyback.
Yeah, piggyback. There you go.
There is another picture. I'll have to dig that one up. I've got it. And that one's fine to post publicly.
Okay. Well, we're glad you had fun.
Yes. That was good. So this is where I do my... So Lita, what have you been doing this week? Boy.
What have I been doing?
I have not been drinking either. Okay, so.
I have not worked on any challenge since. I was going to sit down and play my Bloodthirsty yesterday, mm-hmm. but we got hit with a massive, awesome storm. So I stayed outside and watched that and filmed it instead.
That was an awesome storm. I was watching it.
Love it.
It was the you know, the first summer storm, and it was a beauty. And there was, it was like right above. We had some massive lightning strikes and thunder. Literally, I don't know, within a K, like within a K of, you know, a kilometer of where I am. That's how close it was. So it was just, yeah. So it was really cool. I've been just too busy just working on getting my warlock exalted with all the Legion stuff. So, yeah, I need to get back into my challenge tunes, which I'm going to do this coming week. And, yeah, I want to get a bit more done on my Bloodthirsty, because my druid, she's, you know, I've been a bit lax with us. So, we need to make some progress with that. But, BlizzCon was good, for the most part that I saw. So, it was a bit like that, but I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, we might as well. How about we just get into BlizzCon Roundup? I think that would be the main thing, because I got nothing else to talk about.
Nothing.
Okay.
Got nothing. Yeah.
But hold on. I would like on the air, because the last soundbite I have is kind of chopped off and I don't know why. Rogue Slayer, would you do the honors of bringing us in? Because I'm going to use this again. I'm going to take that out again and use it for next time.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
This just in, live from Azeroth, news from World of Warcraft with Stone and Lita.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, that'll be good. Yeah, the last one, it was worked fine, and then hiccuped.
It's kind of like chopped off right at the end. It just, all of a sudden, it just, boop, done. Wow. No idea why, but...
With Stone and Lita.
Yeah.
Like Stone and Lita. Yeah. It was weird, but anyway, thank you for that. That's awesome. So, BlizzCon, where do you want to start?
Well, what thankfully
of the overall?
Overall, it's pretty good. I mean, for us though, thankfully, it didn't have a lot of stuff for us to have to worry about, right? Because last year was when they announced, "Oh, everybody gets a spec," and I'm like, "Oh, great!" And I'm panicking. What the heck are we gonna do now? And it wasn't even announced. It was just as an answer for a Q&A. It was some person asked, "Hey, since blah 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 has a spec, maybe I can get like, you know, could we get like a fourth spec?" And everybody gets specs. Like, wait, what? What? Oh, crud. So what? The only thing that I think that was really announced that really affects us is 7.2. Will have flying, and I guess for irons and bloodthirsties and pacifists, that's when you can get your flying. It is account wide, so or you can choose not to use it, which it's up to you.
All right. I mean, would we consider that the same as we did in Warlords?
Yep. Right.
Which, well, I considered it not.
Oh no! Okay. We've gone over the rules. It. And the account-wide stuff you're allowed to use. So,
I never had it in my thought that I would actually get that far, so I think I just sort of blanked out any conversation. Wah, you know?
Yep. So, you know, if you want to wait till 7.2, I kind of think 7.2 won't come out till June. I think we've got a while still. We still have to do the next raid, which is Nighthold. And if they're saying 7.15 is coming out, what did they say, January-ish? Nighthold should be coming out before 7.2. And then, the other thing was that I didn't really catch the Q&A because I was trying to do a Periscope inside BlizzCon, and I was kind of afraid that the further I went in, you know, I would have to connect to Blizzard's Wi-Fi because...
Because concrete.
I mean, well, yeah, but Blizzard's Wi-Fi sometimes was okay.
It depends. Oh, really?
On, yeah, it depends on where you were.
Probably because everyone's trying to use that.
Yeah, sure. I'll take that. There's 35,000 people there.
It's not like they didn't know there'd be 35,000 people there, though.
So
they had the CEO of the wireless company there. You think he could
pull
some strings? Yeah.
Oh, was he? Oh, man, I didn't know that. Huge Bloke makes a comment saying that, yeah, every second year for WoW, which is why I wanted to really go last year, because we knew that they were going to talk more about the expansion. I thought that they would announce it last year, but they announced it at Gamescom. But next year will be a good one to go if you like WoW. And not just my drinking habits. I will tell you that next year my plan is to not drink as much. I'll have like one or two drinks.
I was going to say, there was going to be
a... Not drink, and extra. Then I'm like, wait a second. Hold on.
You still want to wall yourself off like that?
Yes. So, yeah. Oh, boy. Mm. I'm just looking at chat. Okay, so the one thing that came out was that, you know, Ian had said that Argus was where we're going next, right? And you kind of got that feeling that Argus is going to be our new expansion, even though that they had not announced it. But I kind of viewed it as like a preview, like, hey, guess where we're going next after all this is done. It's like, oh,
right,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, great, you know, this is awesome. And in the Q&A that Ian had on Friday, just yesterday, I guess, Saturday for you, was that he explained further that it's 7.3. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not a doom and gloom guy, but when you look at the lore and the story, everything's coming to a head. Like, coming to a head. And the story is great. It just makes me wonder if this is going to be the final big thing that they do. And perhaps in the future it's going to be more smaller things to help us keep playing, and maybe they're not going to be as concerned as making great big things, right?
That's one of the things they talked about during the sessions, was they were going for more frequent, smaller things that they could pull out if needed out of patches and not impact everything. It'd be nice to have some big things occasionally, though, my goodness.
Well, yeah. I mean, where would we go? I mean, I would assume if we're going to head there and we're going to attack them on their home world, right? Where do you go from? Like, who do you take on that compares to that, right? And I mean, I don't want to say those words that you know that I'm trying to allude to, but it just feels like everything's coming to a head. And where do we go from here?
But it would be very interesting. Because Burning Legion's being dealt with for now two expansions. You know, we had the Burning Crusade, and now we get to here, and we've got the Legion back again. And I suppose, like they've said, it was it's been
Lords,
such a huge story
old
point
gods
to cover. To yeah,
the gnomes. Yeah, the gnomes. Gnomes out of here.
I still need to kill gnomes too, by the way. Rogue Slayer.
Hey!
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, they bring up good points. You know, we still have the old gods, and if you've read the book about the past and all that kind of stuff, the Warcraft
Chronicles.
Yes. So they are the big guys, right? Like, they are like the real bad guys. They're the ones that have done all this stuff and spurned all this stuff, right? And sure. So yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just, as a being in this game for so long, you see if it feels like things are tying up. That's all.
Maybe they'll take a lighter approach to it, and they'll take us to the mean streets of Gadgetzan.
Oh, man.
We'll have goblins expand out, and Gadgetzan will become this whole thing.
Oh, you know? Wouldn't that be awesome if, like, Gadgetzan went right across
the whole zone? Can you imagine that? The whole zone?
And little shady, you know, little shady streets. And
wow.
Yeah.
Only Thunderbluff and Teldrassil, they're the only holdouts against the onslaught of Gadgetzan.
That would be hilarious. So okay. That's exciting to see what will happen. But like you said, I suppose there's not a huge amount as a challenge player for us. It's but for the regular toons. And,
yay! And I'll say yay! There's nothing really big for us that we have to worry about.
Yeah. This year.
So we'll as it is right what now, else did it you should like? Be in the future.
Like Rogue Slayer, what things did you enjoy with the virtual ticket?
I really liked the new mounts, the epic mounts that are coming with the new Pathfinder. Those were so cool. But one thing I was kind of bummed out, I was watching the Sounds of Overwatch panel, and it started off with like this really cool piece. These two guys were playing, you know, all their electronic stuff, and they were playing all this. It was really, really awesome. And when they finished, they just left the stage and nobody clapped. I was a little appalled on their behalf. It's like, you know, you guys, this isn't just like elevator music. They're performing for you, you know, this music that you should love. And they just wandered off stage. But I really liked, I love the Overwatch animations. Yeah, I don't play the game. I can't because they don't make it for Mac. But I really love the animated stories. They're so awesome.
They're very cool. And
I loved that the next day, apparently there were people there dressed as Sombra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like went home, whipped up those costumes, and back
again. I know, right?
Yeah. If, that's amazing. You can ask Bloke. Being there during that first 20 minute, or no, the first opening ceremony, when you watch the Sombra piece, you can watch it but you won't know what it felt like because it's completely different. It's just boom, 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 boom. Lights are going off, and you're like, what is going on? Oh, my goodness. And everyone goes insane. Everyone goes insane. And it's different than if you're just going to sit there and watch it, like from home, right? And whew, that was intense.
You know what would have been awesome? Great. If they could somehow have, like, a holographic Sombra come sweeping down from the ceiling and across the room over to the stage. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, people would have lost their minds.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Uh-huh.
No, it was definitely very exciting. I mean, the lots of different things with all the games was awesome. I love the contest. The music. Did you guys see the music? The musicians were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad the girl that won, though. She was really good. Yeah, and her boyfriend
with the kazoo was a little odd. I wasn't quite sure. I wished I had heard the negotiations of how, you know, they worked that out. But she was awesome. You know, he was like the lighthearted sideshow. I don't know.
Yeah,
she was very good.
And the artwork was brilliant. Like, these people that can do art and the cosplay was probably like one of my major highlights, because that level of what people were doing this year blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. It's like everyone took it up not only a notch, like 1,000 notches, because it was just so good. But
And it was pretty funny when the guy that won, when he started talking, and he's just big hulking muscle. He's like, "Yeah, I've been working on this. It was pretty cool. It was rad."
There was an awesome costume.
Grumash there was there was one thing that I kind of wanted that I forgot to talk about during my BlizzCon thing. That I wanted to let people know that so that there is some hope for us. I can't say tons, but I will say Blizzard is very aware of us. Very aware of us.
Really?
And they've been very aware of us for quite a while. So like before what we are, so before what we've been doing here, they're very aware of us. A person took a picture of my business card and said that, you know, that they would be in touch so that we can try and do something for everyone. And I really, really hope that it happens. Like, really hope that it happens, because if it does, I honestly, I don't know where else we would go as a group, because we would have changed the game kind of thing, you know, so or not change it, but we would have added our own thing into the game. So don't really, you know, take this as a, oh my God, they're going to add like this, all this extra stuff. No. But
we'll just make up a framework. Yeah.
But you know, they know of us, and they know that we're, and that they know that we love WoW, and that we love to play WoW. It doesn't matter how we play it. We love WoW. Right. So, if you're listening to this, let's go. I am ready. Okay. So, yes.
Right now. Let's do this.
Yeah. So it was good on the whole. I didn't see any of the Saturday, Sunday stuff, but everything that I got on the Friday. Well, my Saturday was really cool. And I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch it too. Crazy time.
My Saturday was like sleeping in bed.
Yeah, I was all excited. I decided to go to bed early-ish on Friday. I wasn't going to stay up really late and watch the contest, because I was so tired. I thought, oh, I'll just get up in the morning. Julie sleeps in, so I'll have the big TV all to myself. There won't be any competition. They didn't have the contest video posted up until the morning was almost over.
Oh.
I was kind of bummed out. I finally did get to watch them all, but...
Yeah, I noticed that the app did quite a few hiccups this year. Couldn't access the panel or the main stage on the Sunday through the app. I could see the whole A and B, but I couldn't see any of the other stuff. So
yeah, I had the same thing, but I also had that on my MacBook Air. So I put in a ticket. And he said that yes, they've been having reports of this. And he said, I was running Safari. He said, well, maybe you should try Chrome. And as soon as he said that, I remembered the same thing happened a couple of years ago for BlizzCon, watching the virtual ticket. So as soon as I put in Chrome and brought it up, it was fine.
It was fine.
But you'd think, hey, it happened before. You'd think they would have done something to make it not happen again, or put a warning out there. Of course, maybe they did put a warning. I didn't see it. But anyway, I got back up and running. In no time.
Yeah.
Oh, I enjoyed the virtual ticket.
Yeah. I mean, I'm using it right now. Well, not right now, but I'm streaming it to my TV because I was sleeping some of the time.
No, I don't think they ever put up the Weird Al Yankovic part.
They didn't?
I haven't seen it up there yet. They have the closing ceremony speech.
Oh.
But it just stopped, and I haven't seen the rest of it come up yet.
Well, poo.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I'm not sure I would have watched 2 hours of him, but you know,
a lot of people nice said to have it the was option. Really good.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, I didn't want to watch in person because just more the crowd, and I wanted to watch it on my own, right? And I would have watched, sure. So, Tiber says it's on there now.
Oh, okay.
And Huge Bloke says it's been there since Saturday night, so that's Saturday Aussie weird time. You know those.
That was last night.
So last night.
So.
Well, yeah, I stopped checking after several days. I wasn't that broken up about it, but good to know that it's there now.
All right, awesome.
Cool.
Let's do it.
We'll check that out. All righty. Well, any last thoughts on BlizzCon?
Other than, yes, definitely another host would be good. Yes. Whoever that was. I can't even remember who it was. But, yeah, I think they need to go back to just getting someone who actually fits the genre, not actually random people. Anyway, yeah.
My last thing is, I want to say thank you to the guy that's in the chat room right now, Bloke, for setting it up to get me into Blizzard. It's one of my last things on my bucket list. It really meant a lot to be able to go in there because, you know, that's where it's all done, right? So
it's the headquarters,
and,
yeah.
You know, and a big thank you to someone who will remain nameless who took us around on his lunch break that was only really supposed to be like a half an hour, and it turned out to be quite the tour. So
cool.
Yeah. It really exciting. Meant a lot to me. So thank
That's
you.
That's not. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, I'm all over the place now. Move on to the site news.
Okay, so I only have a little bit. Myself and Little Panda were supposed to chat during BlizzCon, but we were just too busy with stuff. But you know, so really, the only thing that I have to say is that. He mentioned that we should expect something around December or January-ish. So I'm probably going to go and make some changes myself just in, you know, the meantime. So if you notice anything that looks weird or doesn't work, let me know. I'm going to be trying to test it out and trying to fix the menus in the mobile view because I hate them. I mean, they're not menus. It's just a bunch of stupid links, right? So, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll go on to the state of the challenges for this week then.
Right.
So, we've all got a section to read. Yay. Okay. I'll start with the irons. That was my notes there. Stop putting lines through my notes, Stone. That's my. No. Don't take them away.
Part of the fun. Part of the fun is no. BlizzCon needs more Tito's. Yes.
No.
Club Tito. No. Part of the fun.
Anyway. Shush you. I'm going to do my thing. Okay. So irons for this week. We have Never Died. W hit level 77 and they're twin. Maybe they're twins. I wonder if they're twin tunes. Never Died S hit level 77. Mm-hmm. I want to know if there is like if he made them exactly the same character and just like changed their hair. That'd be interesting. All right. Iron Azzy hit level 80. Woo! 8 hit 80. Peaches nice. Hit 92. Lancey hit 96. Margi Monk hit 107.
Oof.
Nice. Strandman hit 108. And Never Died M hit 108. Yay!
Nice.
But we have our fifth Iron Champion for Legion. Oof. Marg Hunt hit 110.
Woo! Congratulations.
So this is Marg's third.
I think it's his third. I think it's
second
his third
for
overall.
This character because he hit 100 and then 110.
Yes.
Congrats. Well awesome. Done.
Yeah.
Great job, guys. Everyone's done so well. Excellent. All right, Stone.
So I have the Bloodthirsties. Oh, maybe I'm not going to do it like that. Anyways, I'm sorry, but she died. Level 17, rest in peace, rest your soul, and please try again. Finnear hits level 17, Conjured Soul hits level 17, Ironicide, who could that be? Hits level 19, Von Card dies at level 23, so sorry. Achronix hits level 24. Cruel Madness. Wait, hold on.
Nice.
Cruel Madness hits level 44. Blood Moon hits 51. Soulbound hits level 69. Don't worry about me. I'm 40, turning 12. It's okay. And Never Died Blood hits level 87. Congratulations.
Woo!
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, all right, and then for pacifists, we have Zoldar hit 24, Snuffletips hits 30, love that, Iron Petal 32, Joyful Vegan 36, Compassiona 37, Yay! The Ugly Truth, which is a translation from the Belarusian, hits 39.
Yep.
Flower Child hits 40, Dove 43, Huey Hamster level 50, and Latifolia hits level 64 as a pacifist.
Nice.
Wow.
Well,
very nice.
Done. So what did we lose to?
Two Bloodthirsties. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
Which is good.
Well done, everyone. What a good week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rogue Slayer, too. That's awesome. Doing so well. All righty. Well, chit chat. Nobody sent us anything, so.
Well, I mean, I could.
Chat room.
I mean, I could read all the tweets that I got from the responses because of Lita Koala being around, but there would be way too many. And I know that my wife wants some fall, right? Like soon, so.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta keep, you know, keep wifey happy.
Can't hold back the
happy
fall.
Happy wife, happy
that's
life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything, any news, anything we need to quickly discuss before we wrap up the show?
I don't know. Is
no.
Is there? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Chat room's very, very busy talking. So thank you, chat room. Thanks for everyone that turned out too. Everyone's having good little chat set. And Gratz Nisi too, doing awesome on her Bloodthirsty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really well. Good job. Okay.
I'm just scrolling.
Okay.
scrolling.
Okay. I'm not scrolling anymore. Okay, so...
keep that... I'm scrolling.
See, I'll say that before you were on, I was kind of like, kind of tired, you know, Lisa. It's really tired, and we were having like this show, like, "Welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast." I'm so excited to be here. Wah wah! But now that you know, just. Now that we're all going, yeah, I'm so. Oh my god. I'm not doing the stuff that she was doing on that because I'm thinking of Saved by the Bell, right? With Elizabeth, isn't her name Elizabeth something? The tall. White girl with all the long
Elizabeth
curly...
Shue.
No, not Elizabeth Shue. And they did an episode on drugs and stuff, and she had taken uppers to go do exams, and one of her things was, "I'm so excited," and then she just broke down, right? Berkeley? Elizabeth Berkeley? I think so. So when you said that, that's the thing that pops into my head, not the real one. Yep. Okay, let's read this here. Madness of mind. My night was made. My cruel madness got a shout out from Koala Lita. He can now die. No, forget that. Second call. Head murder. Yes. So
nice.
Wow.
That's how we butcher a show, folks. right there. That's how I do it. That's why I'm here. When it's going well, just
comic relief.
So, okay, let's wrap this up. Our next show will be Saturday, November the 19th, because I didn't change the notes.
I just noticed.
I just noticed that too.
Don't you do the show notes?
I do. I'm the one that makes them. Like, sheesh.
Good. Yeah.
Saturday, November the 19th. So, right? Yeah, because today's the 12th. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern date, whichever we're in right now. And that is Sunday, November the 20th, which is 10 a.m. Queensland time, which I think is still back to 9 a.m. Australian time when it's like, Australian Eastern time if you've changed time zones. So if you're in a state.
No.
Have they not changed yet? Have you guys not changed?
Right. So bloke's ahead of me.
Yeah, but he should be at, but that should be at 9 though. Right. Right. Because they go back. Fall back. You fall back. You don't spring forward.
I'm normal. I don't change.
I was going to say, they don't change.
Yeah, I know.
They pick a time and stick with it.
That's right.
Just like Indiana and Arizona.
Yeah. It's annoying though, because everyone else changes. It's so frustrating. Anyway, so who have we got next week?
Our next guest next week will be Stir, who during BlizzCon, we announced that he leveled 2 Iron Champions in the same week.
That's right.
It's like, dude. Dude.
Crazy. Talk about crazy.
Oh, man. So he will be on next week to talk about his leveling stuff and all that. And yes, and this is the end. So Rogue Slayer, thanks for coming on again.
Thank you for having me. It's always a fabulous time.
Wow. Oh, yay, man.
We love having you on.
So Rogue Slayer, you're awesome.
You want to tell everyone where they can find you if they don't already know?
You can find me on Twitter at RogueSlayer1 and with a number 1, and on Tumblr at RogueSlayer1.tumblr.com. I think that's how it goes. Go in RogueSlayer1, you'll find it.
Yeah. You'll find her. That's it.
I also have recently been going on to Instagram, but it's mostly food. As
that's
Instagram
okay.
is.
And
food is
and
food's
a problem with that. No.
Food's good.
Mine's food or Kobe or pretty much
And most of those go to Twitter anyway, so there you go.
Exactly. Alrighty. So where you can find us, our website is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget that if you want to contact the show, you can email us, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. And we are on Facebook. Look for Wow Challenges on Facebook. That's pretty much it. YouTube, we are Wow Challenges 1. Hey, we're doing a Rogue Slayer thing.
Yes.
Awesome.
Wow Challenges with the number 1. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, we are on twitch.tv live every Sunday. Sunday morning for me, which is Wow Challenges on Twitch. Yep, that thing. Stone, where are you?
I have no idea where I am, but...
So that's the usual.
You can find me on Twitter. I don't know, I've got the giggles now. You can find me on Twitter, because I'm tired, at WowChallenges, as well as a World of Warcraft podcast that I co-host with Lita, called Adventures in Azeroth. Lita, where can we find you?
Yay!
Good Lord.
You've got the giggles! Awesome!
Oh my god.
Alright, so anyone wants to find me, I'm on Twitter, at LetaWow. That's LetaWow. And yes, I do another show with Stone, as well as Behind the Avatar and Geektopia podcasts. Yay! So, big thanks to Mark Conan for our intro. We love that. That is, like, the best. I love that
That beat is so good. So if you want to find Mark Conan, he's on Twitter as well, at Mark Conan Wow. And thank you to all the patrons.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Yes.
Thank you. Anything you guys can do is great. It helps out a lot. Let me tell you.
We appreciate it. We really do. Yeah.
So
other than that, that's it.
Until next time. Then hopefully I won't be so giggly. I don't know. All of a sudden, I just...
You need food. Need some pho now.
Oh, I don't eat the pho. That's all her. So, okay, so let's wrap up the show. Okay. I eat my chicken pad Thai, and it's really, really good there.
Okay,
okay, so until next time. Thanks bye for watching. Shepherd. See you later.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is in.